There is not a lot of growth at Europe's busiest airport, London's Heathrow. It's had a tough year. There was a strike by airline workers, the volcanic eruption in Iceland that snarled air traffic, and a major snowstorm last month. Air traffic was down by nearly 10% last year at Heathrow. On top of that, the airline Virgin Atlantic is now refusing to pay fees to the airport operator, claiming airport authorities did a lousy job of handling the snowstorm. From London, Vicky Barker has more.
Other UK airports were affected by the snow, but none seemed as ill-prepared as Heathrow, Europe's busiest hub. Aircraft were snowbound, and haggard passengers slept on terminal floors for days. BAA's chief executive waived his annual bonus as a result. Virgin Atlantic's chief financial officer, Julie Southern, says the decision to withhold payment was not taken lightly.
When the service is provided, we have no problem with paying the fees. When the service is not provided for a prolonged period of time and passengers are disrupted as a result, then we think this is an appropriate course of action.
BAA points out that Virgin has no legal right to withhold landing, parking, or any other fees, and that it signed on to BAA's snow plan. Virgin argues the plan wasn't implemented properly. It says it won't pay until BAA's inquiry into the disruptions is finished. That's expected in late March. Aviation analyst John Strickland says part of the assessment will be whether the British climate is changing, with longer, snowier winters becoming the norm.
Heathrow has had snow equipment, but the key question will be, will it need more if those weather conditions are going to change for the long term?
If Heathrow does have to buy more snow equipment, that cost will almost certainly be passed on to customers. But Strickland says the inquiry may also conclude that all airlines hit by the pre-Christmas chaos at Heathrow should be compensated. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.